Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities when we look at my life and go, what's wrong with this guy? Oh, there's so much wrong. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use when we probably won't. Why?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? 20 months and counting. Wow. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or praise reports? Either one. You give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE, and we'll get a chance to share it with the rest of the audience. Hey, you know what we've got? Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Mr. President, after I destroy Washington, D.C., I will destroy another major city every hour on the hour. That is, unless, of course, you pay me $100
billion. $100 billion? That seems like a good price. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy, taking your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Still nowhere to be found in this show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ 1210 AM KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Planning and preparation is biblical.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
The scriptures tell us that we are responsible for preparing, for educating ourselves, for doing the work, the proverbial planting the fields so that the harvest will come.
You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. 888-738-3184.
And that's the key part of this wise counsel and getting a house in order. But I also know the Lord provides for those who prepare.
Call for your no-obligation appointment today. Call 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Offices in Mission Valley, Del Mar, and Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Remember last summer? The kids were home all day? Yeah. Remember watching them plow through bags of greasy chips and cookies? Look, trying to have them eat healthier snacks was smart, but carrot sticks and celery? You knew that wouldn't last. Well, this summer, you get a do-over, and NatureBox is going to make it easy for you. NatureBox.com is the ultimate snacker's paradise for people who care about what they eat and feed their families. NatureBox.com has over 120 delicious, nutritious, guilt-free snacks. We're talking sweet, savory, and spicy snacks your family will love. From honey macadamia pretzel pops to apple pie oat clusters, just select your snacks and NatureBox ships them to you for free. That's nutritious and wholesome snacks the family will love delivered free to your door. Go to naturebox.com/save and enter promo code SAVE to get 50% off your first Nature Box. That's promo code SAVE at naturebox.com/save. naturebox.com/save.
Do you need to sell your home? You know, like today? Do you need to sell your home right now? Whether it's a job change, personal matter, or you won the lottery, we are your solution, the strong solution to selling your home. Hi, I'm Martha Strong of the Strong Home Buying Team. And for decades, we've been providing strong solutions for people going through a home selling challenge. We buy homes in any condition, and we offer a fair cash price with no realtor's fees or closing costs. So whether there's cosmetic damage or it's in serious disrepair, we'll give you a free, no obligation quote in 24 hours. We can help.
Call the Strong Home Buying Team today for your free, no obligation quote. Call 844-STRONG-HOMES. That's 844-787-6644. Or visit strongHometeam.com and let the Strong Home Buying Team put you in a stronger position today.
Call us today at 844-787-6644 or visit strongHometeam.com. We can't wait to meet you.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our very good friends Tom and Brittany. Current Solar Contracting has been family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And here's their deal. They will not rest. They won't even go to sleep. They will take no sleep to their eyes until they have done an exceedingly excellent, unprecedented level of customer satisfaction. How about that? No sleep for them. No sleepy for you. The bottom line, Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. If your electric bill is $150, $175, or $200, $225, $250, and up, they can help you lower your electric bill. They come by your place. They do a free analysis, a free solar analysis. And if it works out, they get you going in the system. It doesn't cost to get the process going. The bottom line, you get involved with them, you're going to save money. You're going to have somebody working with you that absolutely is committed to the long-term relationship. You call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. You can also go to currentsd.com. CurrentSD. SD for Super Dave. Okay, maybe not. CurrentSD.com. And you're going to get a free monitoring system so you can find out how much your dog is using when you're not there. That's kind of important. Current Solar Contracting, 619-272-0303. Hey, I want to let everybody know about a contest, and it's coming up, so like the time is short. And so I'm just reading this. I want to make sure everybody gets it. I forgive you. These three little words are so simple, so complex, yet so powerful. In June Hunt's new book, learn how you can be an expression of God's grace by forgiving others and find the freedom he intended you to have. Visit KPRZ.com. Receive a free copy of Forgiveness, The Freedom to Let Go, and enter to win one, watch this, of three Kindle Fire HD 8 GB with preloaded library of 6 books by June Hunt and a complete Hope for the Heart biblical counseling library courtesy of Logos Bible Software. If you don't check that out, you're missing a great opportunity. Now, this is, it's 208 right now. I'm telling you right now, go to KPRZ.com, fill out for that contest, get a chance to get the free copy of a book, Forgiveness, The Freedom to Let Go, and get a chance to win a Kindle Fire 8 GB. Wow. What do you think of that? That's a pretty good deal. I'm pretty happy about that. Pretty happy for them. Okay. So there's a lot going on, and we want to just kind of dive into what we got to dive into so people can take a deep breath. It turns out, for those that don't know, and I'm sure maybe you don't know this, it turns out that they did a little bit of research for the government. Uh-oh. Research for government. That could sound bad. The government agencies who have their employees working for them, there is roughly 25,350 government agency workers, about 25,000 of them. Guess what? They're all making, now this is about 25,000.
Just two for them?
Yeah, watch this. They're all making over $180,000 a year. That's how
I need
much.
About 350.
I'm thinking 250 is all they should get, and I ain't talking about 250,000. And 350, I'm thinking $3.50, depending on whether they hit their quotas. Because the bottom line is the reason why big government works for so many people is greed. because it's like there's 25,000 people that work for the federal government that are making about $200K a year. Wow. I'm just starting to think.
When do the kickbacks come this way?
Oh, they're going to kick you in the back. Don't you worry. That's coming. Are you kidding? Really? I'm making almost 200 Jeezles? That many of them?
Did you just say Jeezles?
Yeah.
Never heard of a Jeezel, Dave.
It means they're making too much Do-Re-Mi-Ski. Okay? I mean, come on. That's what? Not to be outdone, because everybody knows how much I like this song and this scenario. The song should be right there for you, because I want to say something. This is the Hillary Clinton, I'm going to get elected president because of this reason song. Here is the song. Give her. All right, The Broken One. That's their new title.
That's great. The Broken
like that,
One.
The Broken One. The Broken One says that she has been donating. Now, she hasn't been doing this all along, but since everybody got mad about the speaking fees, she gets about $225,000 to $300,000 for a speaking fee. Now, I've been a minister before. I've preached thousands of sermons. I'm pretty sure I preached thousands of sermons where I didn't even get $25, let alone $250,000 or $300,000. But the good news is Hillary is still broke because she takes all that money and gives it to charity. That's the good news. Isn't that good news? The problem is her and her husband are the charity. She gives it to the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation. So you see how that works, how we do that?
So, here, so she makes herself broke by giving to herself.
Something like that. You see, you got to keep in mind that they've made about $130 million, it turns out, over the last 11 and a half or 12 years. And then that could be off by a million, so I'm sorry. But so she gets the huge speaking fees, but she's making sure that the huge speaking fees go to charity. The only problem is the charity is called Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation.
Are you mental? Are you mental? Are you mental?
I mean, what kind of racket are we watching around here, folks? I mean, first you got the workers working for the government, and it used to be a joke. Well, they work for the government because they love people and they're trying to do it. Now, people are working for the government 180 Jeezles a year.
How about just 250?
I think I'm thinking that's just too high. I'm just starting to think they need to pay some of that back. But then, just so we can make sure it's fair, Hillary's not broke. You know, on the same kind of mentality coming out of government, she gets $225,000 for a speech. What? She's not even at the conference for a month teaching. This is for a speech. You know what she's getting a word? Way too much. So here's the bottom line. The broken one gives it to charity. It just so happens that she's broke and she's the charity. That's
I'm
the
so
key. Is that, what do you think of that? I think that's different. You know, I'm still working.
She's broke because she's giving to herself.
I think that's unique. Last thing, because next segment we're going to do some spiritual stuff, because I got to do some spiritual stuff. But this caught me by surprise, and I just want to bring it in. I'm only going to do it for about 2 minutes. A CNN writer, you know, CNN, Christians not necessary. CNN writer wrote on July 4th that there's a new N word. Now, I'm not kidding when I tell you what I'm about to tell you. She's calling for an absolute public outrage against the new word, not the N word. It's the new word. No, wait. It begins with I. Now, wait. When I first read this article and I thought all the stuff that's going on with the Washington Redskins and all the stuff, so they don't like them calling them Indians and all this other stuff, I thought, oh, the new word has to be Indian. That's the new word. I was wrong. The new word is the word illegal, We are no longer allowed to use the word illegal. Okay? Forget that when people break the law, they're doing something illegal. So here's how you would say it. The Washington Redskins should not hire illegal Indians or illegal aliens. If you say all that together, their heads are exploding. They're just popping off. They're just falling apart because they can't handle it. It's the equivalency of the N-word. This time, the N-word being nut job. Because it's like, what? You're saying the word illegal should be illegal?
I don't like the word migrant either.
Here's what I would like people to do. I would like people to just do one thing. I would like people to take a large amount of water. Now, I'm talking primarily about extreme liberals and people that get offended about every political correctness thing in the world. And I would like them to take a funnel and put it in their one ear. And then I would like to take that large water and have them just keep pouring it and pouring it and pouring it and pouring out. And possibly the water will go through the entire brain and wash out all the dirt and the mud. And then they will have clarity of thought. It's either that or get saved, turn or burn. I mean, come on already. This is absurdity. And if you're thinking, well, that's not very Christian, you're right. It's not Christian to say illegal, 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 illegal. It's not Christian to say Indian, 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 Indian. It's not Christian to say anything like a redskin, 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 redskin. It's not, Adolf. It's not. We won't do it. We'll do exactly as you say. We promise. That's a little far off for me. When we come back, we're going to have a very interesting DDD discussing how much we actually do or how much it's really God doing it for us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. For your love.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You hear Jesus saying, as the Father sent me, so I send you. But how do you follow Jesus into the mission field? A, by 747 jet plane, B, by a travel agency, or C, go on an E3 partner expedition? Although I can't hear your answers, I'm hoping you picked E3 Partners. E3 Partners has opened the way for thousands of people, just like you, to share the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. E3 Partners helps with travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing, life-changing Christian expeditions. From Eastern Europe to Africa, South America to Asia, people just like you have been changing the world on an E3 Partners 10-day mission expedition. The good news of Jesus Christ, E3 Partners, and you. What a great choice. To learn how you, yes, you, can go on an amazing Christian expedition, go to e3partners.org today. If you can spare 10 days, you can change countless lives. Choose to follow Jesus. Choose e3partners.org.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than 30 bucks a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
Calling everyone involved in music and worship ministry of your church. Yeah, we mean everyone. KPRZ and Thrive and Financial present our first ever totally awesome Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions. Because worship's cool, y'all. You'll hear great information about incredible resources, and we don't want to sell you a thing. We want to bless and encourage every worship team and choir throughout San Diego at our free appreciation event. We believe great things will happen when you and others join us on August 14th. We invite your pastor, worship team, and anyone involved in music ministry at your church. KPRZ and Thrive and Financial has a party planned for you that's totally totally free. Reserve your seat at kprz.com. And spouses, you're invited too. K-Praise and Thrivent Financial's Appreciation Luncheon for all music ministry staff is Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions and is sponsored by Azusa Pacific, Southern California Seminary, and the French Gourmet. See you there.
My name is Frank St. John, and I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12th, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. Genesis Recovery offered a chance to put discipline back into my life, to set aside my selfish ways, to release me from the bondage of the drugs and alcohol addiction that I have been in for the last 20 years of my life. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today. I am able to share my testimony with them.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, you need to make this call. It could save their life. Call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Or go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
San Diego Aviators of Milan World Team Tennis have landed. Presented by ServiceNow, the Aviators face Andy Roddick and the Austin Aces tonight at the Valley View Casino Center. For tickets, see sandiegoaviators.com or call 888-929-7849.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, I just want to make sure everybody knows what's going on, so let's do a quick check of the weather. Always good to do that. You think I'm qualified to do the weather?
Are you sure you've had experience as weatherman?
Of course we're experienced. Don't we look like weathermen?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, ready for the official weather report. Are you ready? I want to make sure you understand the official one. Ready?
I am ready.
It's okie doke. It's okie doke.
Although it is a little less humid than yesterday.
Yes, okie doke. That's what I'm going
yesterday
with.
Yesterday it was bleh.
Yeah, okie doke. That's what it's getting, folks. In regards to the traffic, not too bad, but then it's only 20 minutes after 2, so I don't know why anybody think that's going to change. Hey, a couple things that I did want you to know real quickly. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing a remote from Monta Vista Village Senior Living. And the reason that we're doing that is they've got this one last opportunity. If you've been thinking about, or if you know somebody who's been thinking about it, and you're in that circle, about somebody that's really looking to get into some independent senior living and is looking for an extraordinary deal, this is absolutely it. All right. Normally these deals are like, $3,500 or whatever. It's like less than half, or I think it's half. I'm sorry. So it's about $1,750 right into that range per month for an entire year. You get that discount of $1,750 off a month for 12 months. Now, that includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, plus a ton of activities. There's only one spot. And we're going tomorrow to do the remote. So I just want to say, if you have an interest, you need to get on board with this right away. Get a tour. Get it done right away. 619-465-1331. 619-465-1331. Again, I want to mention, we just brought this up because I just got the new piece and I want to make sure everybody hears it. The Hope for the Heart contest is July 13th. Now, last time I checked, I could be wrong. Today is the 7th, right? So if today is the 7th, the 13th would be Sunday. So this Sunday, the contest is over. Here's the deal. I forgive you. These three little words are so simple, so complex, and yet so powerful. In June Hunt's new book, learn how you can be an expression of God's grace by forgiving others and find the freedom he intended you to have. Visit kprz.com to receive your free copy of Forgiveness, the Freedom to Let Go, and, watch this, enter to win one of three Kindle Fire HD 8 gigabytes, GB is gigabytes, right? GB, gigabytes. I'm pretty sure that's correct. It has a preloaded library of 6 books by June Hunt, a complete Hope for the Heart biblical counseling library. Plus, it's all courtesy of Logos Bible software. You gotta jump on board right away, right away, right away. Are you getting that sense of right away? There's a lot of urgencies going on. Are you feeling that? Well, I'm kind of feeling that. There's just a
what
lot.
What does right
of,
away mean?
A lot of,
now?
Right away! Do it now!
ASAP.
It can't be delayed. Any delay would be unwise. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a sales line. Sorry.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now. We're at now now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Always good to know, is it? Let's go to our first DDD of the day, Isaiah chapter 17, verses 7 through 8. Isaiah, or for those that grew up in the Jewish culture, Izzy. It's Isaiah chapter 17, verses 7 through 8, says the following. Get ready for this, okay? Get ready? Ready? Here we go. It's an interesting passage, and it's one that should bring a sense of honor to the Lord and humility to ourselves. It says, in that day, man will have regard for his maker, and his eyes will look to the Holy One of Israel. He will not have regard for the altars, the work of his hands, nor will he look at that which his fingers have made. I love this portion. Okay, so here's what we're talking about. In that day, a man is going to have regard for his maker because, you know, we go through a lot of things in life and we don't keep this acknowledgement of God very consistent. We acknowledge God really good on Sunday mornings. Yes, Lord, you are there. Cool house. Great job. Awesome. Worship. Fun. Thanks for saving me. Yay. But then Monday through Saturday, it's a little harder to do that. What we need to do as Christians is regard our maker on a continual basis. Take contemplation. Take thought. Take stock. That God is your maker. Now watch this. This is the catch. And his eyes will look to the Holy One of Israel. He will not have regard for the altars, the work of his hands, nor will he look at that which his fingers have made. Now here's a key to understand a portion, this portion. It's cool that you and I can do stuff. It's cool that God has given us these gifts and that with these gifts we can utilize them and we can create, we can write, we can do different elements. We can have music created, we can draw, we can work, we can function. All of that's cool. But having regards to our work that our hands have created, like we somehow gave this to us, is not in sync with Scripture. 1 Corinthians 4:7 says, what do you have that you did not receive? What do you have that you did not receive? You see, here's the key. It's all because of him always. You can start with the basics. Without God creating life, there would have been no man. You yourself, listening to my voice, would not have been created had God not said, I'm going to create life. Number two, you yourself individually would not have a heartbeat if God did not give permission for your heart to keep beating. You would not be breathing now. You owe your existence, your beginning, your middle, and your end to the Lord. And when we have regards for what our hands have made, when we take pride because we did it, and we do that to the detriment of our regard for our Maker, we insult the Lord. We insult him. So the bottom line is, what do you have that you did not receive? Here's an interesting passage, and David said this in Psalm 16:2, and it's said better in the King James than some of the newer translations. He says, my goodness does not extend beyond thee. He just simply says, I got nothing good that's outside of you. Everything good that I have is because of you. You make everything good, thank you. And it's that mindset, that mentality. Listen to what he says. In that day, man will have regard for his maker, and his eyes will look to the Holy One of Israel. He will not have regard for the altars, the work of his hands, nor will he look to that which his fingers have made. As cool as it is of what you and I have made, we make it because of the gift of God. And so if we can have regard for our maker and acknowledge that he is at the core of all that we do, then we're getting in the right sequence. Then we're walking in the right mindset. What do you have that you did not receive? Let me ask you this question. When you woke up today and you got out of bed, right? Where did that next breath come from? That came from your maker. And so our regard should be to him and to him always and to him in all things. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to be looking at a few other elements, including some DDDs. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Aviators of Milan World Team Tennis have landed. Presented by ServiceNow, the Aviators face Andy Roddick and the Austin Aces tonight at the Valley View Casino Center. For tickets, see SanDiegoAviators.com or call 888-929-7849.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze from Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady. Temperatures are rising, and so are concerns of many homeowners, as we all at some point have to deal with our home's greatest threat, termites. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. First choice or second opinion, doesn't matter. Just be sure to call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved, simple solutions like Electrogun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Right now, you or someone you love can experience the best of independent senior living for active seniors at Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community, and you can do it for half price. You heard that right. Right now, KPRZ is teaming up with Monte Vista Village to offer a new resident a one-bedroom apartment at half price for their entire first year of living. This includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, plus tons of activities like Tai Chi, pedaling, or function fit classes. Each resident lives in a cottage-style apartment building opening to an outdoor patio and beautifully manicured private grounds and gardens. Just 10 minutes east of downtown San Diego, Monte Vista Village offers access to everything needed, all within a breathtaking garden setting with extraordinary common areas and amenities. But there's only one spot left, so call today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Experience the best of independent senior living at half price. Call Monte Vista Village and mention their half price deal today. 619-465-1331.
Hello, everybody. Alan Thicke here. You know, our nation's tax laws change every year. The one constant is you have to pay them. Now, if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, you know that the IRS is cracking down. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even your home or business could be up for grabs. But here's the good news. They're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, a government program for tax debt forgiveness. You could qualify for a settlement that's substantially less than before these changes. And nobody knows this program better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Their attorneys and enrolled agents will work to get you the best deal possible. Optima Tax Relief is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call them now for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you're self-employed, own a small business, or invest in real estate, you're probably just disgusted with the amount of taxes you have to pay each year. Hey, Mark Larson here. You don't even want to think about the subject till next year, right? Well, if you don't act now, you're going to pay the same high taxes again next year. Talk to my friends at Jennings Tax Law. You start with the amount you feel is fair and reasonable. Doug looks at the tax code, designs an ironclad strategy to achieve that goal from the bottom up. Doug always says people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. He can cut your taxes as much as half if you learn the strategies you need to put in place now. So call and schedule your complete consultation today. It's complimentary consultation. And by the way, Doug will probate proof your living trust because they've changed the rules on that governmentally in recent years. So bring in your living trust. Let Doug review that for free as well. Call 858-457-1224. 858-457-1224. Jennings Tax Law, because it's not what you make, it's what you keep. 858-457-1224.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let me say that it's a beautiful day. I hope everybody had a wonderful July 4th weekend. We had to go really far to see fireworks. We had to go out our front door, and we had to take about five steps down our front door, down the stairs, because we were able to see the fireworks at Legoland. So we didn't have to go anywhere. We were just able to look. Okay. All right. You can get mad at me. I mean, come on. That's kind of cool, isn't it? I think it's cool. We've got the Facebook post, which we're going to be doing in just a bit. I do want to do this one story that comes out of The View, which it's not a show I watch. It's not a show that I care much about, but there's something that was said, and I think it's important for Christians to get a better handle on what's taking place when it comes to the actual truth behind political correctness. But before we do, so now I got you hanging. That's like me leaving a tease, right? Just like, oh, wait, I was going to eat the pie and then you went away. Right. A couple things to keep in mind. I want you to remember the Hope for the Heart contest. That's a really important deal because we're giving a one of three Kindle Fire HDs. They're 8 gigabits. They're gigabits. It's gigabytes, not gigabits, right? It's a gigabyte, a GB. They're preloaded with 6 books by June Hunt. They're also filled with her complete library, Heart Biblical Counseling Library, courtesy of Logos Bible Software. You got to go to KPRZ. Watch this. KPRZ.com. If you go there and put in your name, you too can win the Kindle Fire HD, an 8 gigabyte one. Wow. Anyway, you got to go there. We're giving away 3. And then you'll also get an opportunity to get the free book from June Hunt, which is a kind of a crucial element. Forgiveness, the freedom to let go. The freedom to let go. The freedom to let go. How's that? All right, now I'm being told something. Okay, I don't know what that means. You'll have to tell me later on the break. He's shaking his head going, don't you know anything in radio? Hey, I am still a rookie. I've only done this for 20 months. It's until I've done this for 24 months that I am no longer a rookie. And then you can go, what are you, becoming a rookie? See? You see how that works? You like that? I thought that was good.
Back to the dust with thee.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the email was sent to them and we're just waiting for them to reply. Is that correct? Just giving you a hard time. Folks, also, you want to do your pastor a nice thing, a nice little gift for your pastor? You can do that, right? I mean, pastors don't get a ton of gifts. They get some praise, and if they have a really good sermon, they get a couple of pats on the back on Sunday morning. That's about 50% of their pay. The bottom line to that, if you go to termitelady.com, E. coli, termite, and pest control will be having a contest on the 17th. They're going to pull a name, and they're going to give a pastor a super nice gift. All you have to do to enter your pastor into that is go to termitelady.com. Just put in the pastor's name. You don't have to buy anything. No gimmicks, nothing to buy, nothing weird, nothing. And you just get a chance for your pastor to have a nice gift. That's kind of cool. So, I mean, we're for that. You got to like that. All right. So, we got those things rolling. So, here we go. Back to our original discussion. So, here's something that we discussed in our show a couple weeks ago that some people were very offended by, which is okay. You can be offended. It's all right. It's not a problem. Because when you walk in sin, it's easy to be offended like things like this. Here's what I want to tell you. So, on The View, a show that I've never actually watched an entire episode. Is that bad? It's like, well, should you be commenting?
No, you should thank your brain cells.
No, okay. I've never watched the whole episode. You know, I haven't visited hell, but I tell people about that too. So, bottom line is Whoopi Goldberg, who has a tremendous capacity for being really, you know, sometimes just not nice. I think that's kind
obnoxious
of her reputation.
Is the word.
Obnoxious. Ooh, getting closer to Yiddish words. There's a couple of Yiddish words I can use until they ban those and they make those illegal, like illegal Indians working for the Redskins. Anyway, eat meat. Anyway, so I just want to make sure everybody gets that. So here's what Whoopi said when a guest was trying to challenge her. Will Kane was challenging her in regards to political correctness. Here was her response. Now, this is race baiting 101. She said to him, "Spoken like a true white guy." That was her line to him. In other words, he's saying, you know, political correctness is this and that, whatever. And her response, her intellectual response, was spoken like a true white guy. Now, here's the problem with that kind of thinking. I'm going to tell you something about political correctness that you need to understand. We've talked about PC, standing for pushing Christ out. But let's understand what political correctness really is. Let's get through all, cut through all the garbage, cut through all the shows. Let's find out exactly what's going on. Political rightness is man's attempt to establish a righteousness that is apart from God. And it is man's definition of what is clear and what is unclear or okay or not okay. It does not matter what God says. Political correctness is a replacement for the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It is there for one purpose and one purpose only, for man to declare his own level and own statue of righteousness. And so what they say is, well, you can't say that about a person that's not politically correct. You have to speak in these terms. That's an establishment of a self-righteousness. The great irony behind that is sin and its origin goes all the way back into understanding man trying to create his own righteousness and do his own things and live it on his own. If you remember what happened in the garden with Adam and Eve when they sinned, right? What did they do? Oh, we're naked. Oh, I'm naked. And then, so what was their response? We should come to God and seek wisdom and forgiveness. That's not what they did. What they did was they said, let's make clothes for ourselves and we will cover ourselves and then we'll be free from the shame. See, what man does is he tries to establish it himself. God comes there, he's like, hey, ooh, wow. First of all, what did you, where, you didn't go to JCPenney for that. Where'd you get that? And they're, you know, they're wearing those leaves or whatever. And I think the Lord was probably going, well, maybe I should have made them a little smarter because they're trying to use leaves. Okay, so anyway, the whole point is they're trying to cover themselves. They're trying to establish their own clothing line, so to speak, you know, the Adam and Eve line. It will keep you in eternal hell. Hang on to it. So the bottom line to that is God, this is like, okay, you did this, you sinned. It's a good thing I know about your sin. I already have a redemption plan in place. I'm going to give you real clothes now. So take those clothes off because your clothes aren't going to work. Man has been trying to cover himself from the garden. And political correctness is nothing short of a demonic system to which man tries to establish his own righteousness in place of God. And not accept the righteousness that comes from Christ, that comes through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And see, then it's right. The Bible says there's a way that seems right, but the end thereof is the way of death. There's a seemingly rightness to it. And so when you get into this realm, you have to understand what you're actually dealing with. You're not dealing with, well, that's rude. That's not rude. That's proper. That's not proper. Hey, you know what it is? Demonic. That's what it is. It's man under the same temptation from the enemy. You could be like God. You could be this. You could do this. You could do this. Boy, that didn't pan out too good. Remember, the devil is the liar and the father of all lies. And man's self-righteousness will not sustain. It will not last. It cannot last. So whenever somebody's pulling a political correct line on you, it doesn't matter if you see it in Hollywood, in your school, at your work, anywhere. It's a false righteousness trying to substitute for the righteousness of God that's established in the work of the redeeming Christ. Never forget what it really is. It's demonic at its core. It's anti-God. And if you really want to catch the full swing, you really want to get the fullness of it, every time somebody tries to use it, look at what they're trying to accomplish. They're trying to declare a different level of righteousness. And it's a lie. So you watch that. Yeah, it can be a little smarter than this. You know our scripture. We understand that the real righteousness comes through Jesus Christ, and it's given to us by God, and that's the only shot any of us really have. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, Facebook post, it's gonna be fun.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Most people do want to be good stewards.
This is Wise Counsel with Larry and Judy Kopenbarger.
Most people really want to be proactive rather than reactive. They want to be planners, but they don't know where to start. And I think that's where our gifting comes in, where we can help people understand simply their current location and their ultimate destination. Just like you punch in your GPS, and the systems and the metrics and the processes that we have are invaluable for our people. The feedback that we get is that their life is so much more peaceful and so much more simple when they have a plan.
Larry and Judy Kopenbarger invite you to call and meet them personally. You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. Call for your no obligation appointment today. 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryKopenbarger.com. 888-738-3184.
You hear Jesus saying, as the Father sent me, so I send you. But how do you follow Jesus into the mission field? A, by 747 jet plane, B, by a travel agency, or C, go on an E3 partner expedition? Although I can't hear your answers, I'm hoping you picked E3 Partners. E3 Partners has opened the way for thousands of people, just like you, to share the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. E3 Partners helps with travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing life-changing Christian expeditions. From Eastern Europe to Africa, South America to Asia, people just like you have been changing the world on an E3 Partners 10-day mission expedition. The good news of Jesus Christ, E3 Partners, and you. What a great choice. To learn how you, yes, you, can go on an amazing Christian expedition, go to e3partners.org today. If you can spare 10 days, you can change countless lives. Choose to follow Jesus. Choose e3partners.org. Navigate from the here and now to the then and there. We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrivent Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Genesis Recovery and Tommy Hawthorne, who's going to be in studio on Thursday. So that's cool. Genesis Recovery San Diego doing a great job working with guys that are enslaved to drugs and alcohol, helping them find sobriety and helping them find redemption of life through the Lord Jesus Christ. They're looking for prayer partners. They're looking for financial partners. They're looking for people that need the help. So if you are a person that needs help or knows somebody that needs help, give them a call. 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. You can also go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. That's GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. That's another way to reach them. Also, as we've been talking about this whole thing, you know, this contest came out. I didn't realize we were giving away three Kindle Fire HDs. That's three of them. You go to KPRZ.com. You put in your name under the Hope for the Heart contest. You'll get forgiveness, the freedom to let go. You'll get the Kindle if you win it. If you win it, you get a preloaded library books of six books by June Hunt and the complete Hope for the Heart biblical counseling session. It's like having a counselor right there. And it's all courtesy of Logos Bible Software. Top-notch stuff. Go to KPRZ and enter that contest. That's definitely worth it. Let's go to the Facebook post. Are you ready for our Facebook post, sir? Is that yes?
That's a yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Go!
There you go. People are like, "How? What's that got to do with Facebook posts?" Oh, well, watch this. Facebook post today, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says this: "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up."
Ooh.
Ooh. Watch this. "Let us not become weary in doing good." That's one. "For at the proper time," that's two, "we will reap a harvest," that's three, "if we do not give up," that's four. There's four things in this post you got to catch. You can't become weary in doing good. You can't give in to weariness. You got to recognize that the reaping is at the proper time. What you think the proper time is irrelevant. Means nothing. "No, Dave, I got to do this then." No, you don't have any idea. God knows. "Well, but I mean, need to meet a person by the time of this age." Wrong. "I have to have a child by this age." Wrong. Every one of those things you're going to say is wrong. Everyone. Don't even say it. In fact, do everybody a favor. Be quiet. Okay? Leave that alone. "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, as understood by the Lord, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." See, I think people miss the harvest because they don't think they can wait anymore, and they quit. And therein is the loss. So here's what it says. Don't give in to weariness. No, don't you do it. Don't do it. Okay, don't give in to weariness, because at the perfect time, you're going to score. That's why we had go. Does he get it now? At the perfect time, you're going to kick the ball in.
Rio, go.
At the perfect time, the ball will go in the net. The bottom line is this. If you become weary, given to weariness and doing good, then you'll quit. And then you'll never have the shot. You don't give up. You keep going. And at the proper time, as God has determined, you will reap a harvest as long as you don't quit on the way. You can't give up. And I understand people, you know, and I get tired of this, and just give me this one second. "Oh, well, you know, not giving up, I mean, is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. I mean, that's a definition of insanity." Now, that's called the definition of exercise. And you keep working at it and working at it and working at it. Or if you drink, it's called the act of trying to get sober. Or if you quit smoking, it's called trying to clean it up. That's what you do continually. You never stop. You never give up. You never quit. "Well, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Don't give in to weariness. Don't do it. Because at the perfect time, That ball is going to go in the net, and it's going to make all the difference in the world. Don't be a quitter. Don't give up. That Winston Churchill terrific sermon there that he gave, or speech that he gave, it wasn't exactly what people said, but he did say 9 times in 161 words, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't quit. Is it time to quit? No. Don't quit. Don't quit working on it. You can do this. You just got to believe. You got to believe there's a perfect timing for it to come together. And to believe that, you have to believe that God loves you. You have to believe that he cares enough to have a perfect timing for you. So we need to get out of ourselves and into him. That'd be awesome if we could do that on a regular basis. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got special guests, and we're going to just blow up the whole show right here. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.